Welcome to my weekly racing podcast, recorded on Monday morning, the 16th of April. The closest finish to the Grand National in the history of the race was overshadowed by the death of two fancied contenders during the race, last month's Cheltenham Gold Cup winner Synchronised and the Moulton trained According to Pete. The race itself produced a tremendous finish, with Neptune Collange, ridden by Daryl Jacob, just getting up on the line to deny Sunny Hill Boy by a nose, the smallest winning margin in the history of the race. Returned at 33-1, Neptune Collange provided the current champion trainer Paul Nichols with his first success in the Grand National, and in a stroke clinched this season's championship for Nichols. Also, Neptune Collange became the first grey to win the famous race since 1961. And Katie Walsh on Seabass finished third to become the first female rider to make the frame. However, the aftermath of the race meant a great deal of focus was on the equine fatalities. So again, after a Grand National, the management at Aintree and the British Horse Racing Authority will have to take stock and see what improvements can be made for next year. There has been, as expected, an outcry, but there should be a measured, rational approach to the situation. Rather ironically, according to Pete's trainer, Malcolm Jefferson, had recorded a couple of winners at the meeting, courtesy of Cape Tribulation on Thursday and At a Glance on Friday, both horses following up their respective wins at last month's Cheltenham Festival. Much to ponder for the BHA, Aintree Racecourse and the racing industry in general. Now, there's much to look forward to this coming week as far as racing in Yorkshire is concerned, as Beverley, Ripon and Thirsk all begin their respective seasons on the flat. On Wednesday, the first of 19 days racing this year at Beverley is set to begin at 2:10. There are seven races altogether on the Westwood, with the opening race being the Rowan Lodge Selling Stakes, named after the horse trained at Moulton by Ollie Pears, who has won this contest three times in the past 4 years. He's set to compete in Wednesday's renewal, ridden by PJ MacDonald. Yorkshire's Garden Racecourse Ripon opens its doors for the first time in 2012 on Thursday, also starting at 2:10. It's the start of 16 days racing at Ripon, and Thursday's card features the Ripon Cock of the North Handicap Stakes and the Ripon Silver Bowl Condition Stakes. On Saturday, it's the turn of Thirsk, the first of 14 days racing at the North Yorkshire track. The seven-race programme is set to begin at 2:15 and features the Michael Foster Memorial Condition Stakes for sprinters. And the giant screen at Thirsk will also show the Scottish Grand National from air. On Monday, the 23rd of April, next Monday, there's racing at Pontefract, the course's second fixture of the season. Another seven-race card starting at 2:15 and featuring Britain's longest handicap race on the flat, the Pontefract Marathon Handicap Stakes, over 2 miles, 5.5 furlongs. Won last year by 100-1 chance, Sprutzo, trained at Midland in North Yorkshire by Chris Fairhurst. Enjoy your racing.